Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
TVISA with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode of
Hello, TV Club. We are back with another episode. And today I have a very special guest. As you know, it's Emmy week. The Emmys happened this past Monday. It is my Super Bowl, the most important day in television for me. And I had to bring in an expert so we could talk about it. I had to bring in Allie Barthwell, who writes for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. She is a two-time Emmy winner now. She did win this past Monday. Congratulations. And we're going to be getting all the behind-the-scenes info, the scoop. She knows her Emmys, okay? She's been to the Creative Arts Emmys, the Primetime Emmys. She's an expert, and she's going to give us some details on that Quinta-Jimmy Kimmel moment that, trust me, you didn't know. She was there. She's going to give us some behind-the-scenes info. She's going to tell us, you know, do they get to eat food? I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you're going to be shocked by the answer. So just sit back, tune in. It is a fun award episode, and we're going to talk about all the shows we wanted to celebrate at the Emmys and everything that, you know, shocked us, thrilled us, and made us mad. Let's go. Hello, TVISA. We are back with amazing Emmy coverage. As you know, the Emmys happened this past Monday. That is my Super Bowl. That is the most important holiday that we have here at TVISA. It is a celebration of all things TV. And I have here an expert. An expert at this point on the Emmy process, the Emmy ceremonies, Allie Barthwell, you are here.
Thank you so much for having me so I can sit in my expertise.
Yes. Allie writes for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Yes.
As we all know, frequent Emmy winners. You got to attend the Creative Arts Emmys and the Primetime Emmys this year. And last year, you also went to the
Primetime.
To the Primetime Emmys. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
How does it feel?
I mean, it's super fun. It's super weird because it is a space where you're like, okay, I'm sort of at a work event. This is like, at another job, this would be like at a ballroom in Indiana and they'd hand out a ribbon, like you're the top of your field, whatever. But here you turn your head and you're like, Conan O'Brien is over there, or you turn your head the other way and you're like, Issa Rae is over there,
yeah.
Or you're walking behind the whole cast of Squid Game. And even in the hotel leading up to it, like that is its own adventure, seeing people in the, you're like, okay, what? Studio is using this hotel. Like, okay, this is a Netflix hotel. We got to be on the look for these people.
Yeah.
This is an HBO hotel. Got to be on the look for these people. So your head is kind of always at a swivel, but it is just a fun night where everyone's excited. Everyone wants to just have a good time.
Do you like deny yourself the selfie urge if you're like, oh.
Oh, no.
Okay,
so this year, my brothers came with me. My younger brother came to the Creative Arts. My older brother came to the Prime Time. And I told both of them, anybody you want to meet, anybody you want to see, go up. Because we're all here for the same thing.
It's your one shot.
It's my one shot. So at the, you know, to brag, at the HBO after party, my older brother was like, oh my God, there's the entire cast of Succession. There's like half of the cast of Insecure. And I was like, you want to meet him? Let's go meet him. Huh? Like, you have an opener.
Yeah,
hello.
We're all here. We're all on the same level. Like,
I won, you won. Let's talk about it.
Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Jeremy, were you sad you didn't win?
And last year I took my mom and she was talking to people more than I was talking to people. She was like walking up to the cast and crew of Mayor of Easttown being like, can I get more episodes? I want more episodes.
See, yeah, I would be terrified my mom would do something like that. She would just be like walking up to everyone, giving them their opinions. She'd just be like, RuPaul, I actually didn't think that season was that great. So
my mom walked up to Conan O'Brien and said, when are you going to give my daughter a job? So
see, I love that kind of networking and hustling on your behalf.
Yes. She has a resume loaded on her phone, ready to airdrop.
So a lot of people don't know the Creative Arts Emmys, different from the Primetime Emmys. This year, a lot of people were asking me, I thought that already happened. What do you mean the Emmys are on Monday? It's like, no, that's the Creative Arts Emmys. What do you think is like the biggest difference for people to understand between those?
I would say a lot of the things in the Creative Arts Emmys are the technical engineering, the super, super, super high skilled. Not that the Primetime Emmys aren't high skilled, obviously, but these are people that are like, I do this one thing. I'm amazing at it. I'm a, you know, hired gun. I come in, I bring this expertise to your show.
Yeah.
And then I bounce. So you have a lot of people where they're like, I've worked at the show and the show and the show, and I'm just nominated for Vikings Valhalla this year. Or I've been a cinematographer on a bunch of different projects and I'm nominated for this year. So you have costumes, hair, cinematography, editing, lighting, camera direction, direction, sound, all of those things in one night. So it's that's like sort of like nerd prom a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're also with these people where you're like, you're the reason the thing I like looks so cool.
Looks this way and sounds this way. And I feel like, you know, that they made this choice of like, these are the awards people aren't going to be interested in seeing. You know, people want lead actor. They want that. And it's like, no, I want to see.
Yes.
I want to see who won like best sound editing.
This year at the Creative Arts, there was a category. I forget the exact title, but it was for camera and technical direction. And one of the people that was on the team that won was working the ceremony as a camera operator. He was like the steady cam guy getting shots on the floor. So he was on duty and walked on stage to get his Emmy holding the steady cam and got footage of himself running around the team, like getting a 360 view. So you get
that's prime time.
That's I want that on prime
time. I want that prime time. Please put that right up there with Shirley Ralph. Like, yes. What are we doing?
So you get to see fun things like that and people that you can tell they're just like experts and masters of their craft in different ways than at the prime
time. Is there anything shocking at the Creative Emmys? Or are you ever like, oh no, editor swept?
Like. I don't know if there's like an editor swept moment. You're definitely just like, ooh, cool. I love that. You know, we wanted to see like a Stanley Tucci moment. We got a RuPaul moment. We got a Shangela Bob the Drag Queen Eureka moment.
Yeah.
Cast a Selling Sunset. Like, that's kind of fun to see how they throw different people together. That's kind of, it's like a fun mix and match. But yeah, there didn't seem to be any major upsets, at least from the crowd, the feeling in the crowd.
Yeah, we did get some major upsets at the Primetime Emmys. Maybe not in your category. Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
To John Oliver, to the team.
Thank you. I'll pass that along.
Yeah, please, please. Is he just like sick of it at this point? Is he just like, I'm just, you know, the nerd with
valedictorian? I mean, I think we are always grateful and surprised to win. We are always like, is this the year that like something goes a different way or we do something different and people don't respond? We're very lucky and very happy to be on a show that wins so much because everyone works super hard. Like they're, you know, you want to be somewhere where you're being rewarded for your hard work and the hard work is really genuine.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that do amazing stuff that I don't even fully understand. And it was also like a chance to meet all these people I hadn't met before since I was a remote hire.
Yeah.
So it was also great to like meet in person all the people that put everything together and see them celebrated too.
Yeah. And I love that John just is always bringing in new voices. I feel like every season you're getting more perspective, different ideas. And I love that he keeps getting being rewarded for it. It's like, come on guys, it works.
It works. Like, it works.
Yeah.
Hiring cool, black, queer, Asian, like people from all over the country, letting them do their thing works.
Yeah. And John Oliver just embraces all those voices in really great ways.
Yeah.
So what were your most shocking moments? Like, was there any moment at the Primetime Emmys where you were just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening?
I mean, when Cheryl Lee Ralph sang her acceptance speech, that was, so first of all, we were sitting up in the primetime this year, we were up in the nosebleeds because our ceremony had already happened. We were just there, guests of the show. So we were way up in the nosebleeds. Like, they didn't even have lights on at any point for us. We all were trying to find our seats with our, like, cell phone cameras. But so there was a lot of different writing staffs and crews of different shows. So when they heard their categories and stuff called, it was, like, rowdy up there.
Yeah.
And there were two rows of Abbott Elementary folks. In anything Abbott Elementary, they exploded into joy. And when Cheryl Lee Ralph won, they exploded into euphoria. And then when she began to sing, everyone in the theater, their jaw was on the floor and a tear was in their
eye. Yeah, I was crying at home. I was just like, and when she couldn't, like, get up and she was so shocked.
Yes.
And, like, they had to help her from the table. I was just like, This is why we watch.
And it's someone that, again, that you're like, we've been with this person. She has been people's moms in so many things.
Yeah.
People's sisters. Why, like, we've seen her in so many different roles for so long to be like, damn, that's Moesha's mom up there.
Yeah, that's Moesha's mom. And, like, you know, she's one of those people where, to me, if you had asked me 5 years ago, I'd be like, she must have an Emmy.
I'd be like, she must have 12 Emmys.
Yeah,
like,
like, what are you talking about? And then it's like, whoa, yeah, this kind of erasure of just Black artists who are so amazing in the industry.
I've read interviews with her and seen her talking about things where she's getting this bigger exposure on Abbott Elementary, this, like, big network sitcom that's having a huge splash. And she was talking about, she's like, for some people, this is the first time they've seen me. For some people, they've seen me their whole lives, essentially. And she's now working. She said that she was working on a show and a director was like, is this your first gig? And, you know, it was maybe like something 10 years ago. And she, like, said to the director, she's like, you don't understand how foolish of a question that is. But I need you to go ask someone so you never make that mistake. That mistake again.
Yeah, and wasn't there a thing when she got chosen for Abbott Elementary, there was, like, an exec at ABC who was like, can she sing?
Oh, my God. That was like, well, you know, so we're in the crowd and she starts singing and I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I had gone to see her on Broadway as a kid and I was like, oh, my God. But there were some people around us that were like, what's happening? Like, not even, like, upset, but just like, was not aware this was on the menu.
Like, this is a dream girl, y'all.
And I was like, this is the original Dina Jones.
Come on.
We are in the presence of a legend.
Yeah, and it did seem like people were kind of shocked, like, where's she going with this?
I mean, it just was so moving because she didn't even start, you know, and if people saw it, she didn't even begin with spoken words.
No, it's right into the song.
Deep breath, song out the mouth, perfect pitch, like, beautiful.
Like, no, let me get in rain. She was just like, let's go.
She's like, I prepared this. I'm ready to go. So it was also just, again, like, a master. And had the whole room in the palm of her hand. Wherever she wanted to go, we were like, we will follow.
Yeah, we're there. And
we were the queen.
I was terrified they were going to play her off. I was like, no.
Yeah.
You better not.
There were almost any time someone got played off, the audience was like, boo, aw. Like, you could hear
people.
I
always wonder what that feels like in the room. Because, I mean, watching, I never want them played off. Like, that's why we watch, because you want to hear the acceptance speeches. Like, the bits aren't why you watch.
No.
And the jokes are fine.
I've seen it in the other times that I've gone where someone went over and everyone was like, okay, they've tried to play you off 2-3 times now. Maybe we can go. But,
well, yeah, there was that guy from The Queen's Gambit who did, like, the 10-minute one.
Yes, that was the vibe in the room, was like, okay, bud, we'll give you one, but they've tried to play you off a couple times. And sometimes you can feel, like, through the night, I've noticed, it's like how soon they hit that button, like, gets a little shorter and shorter.
I felt like with Mike White, they started just being like, come on, buddy. Like, you've been up here,
it
like,
is,
4 times.
The mood in the room is like, oh, come on. Let them fit. Like, everyone's excited to hear what people have to say.
I did hate how they treated Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? It became such a moment when she started dancing.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yes, this is what we want. This could have been her whole speech and we would have been happy.
It was like Meg Stalter wrote that for her. And she was like, I'm going to use this moment to perform a new character.
Yes. We're witnessing a new show be crafted in this moment.
Yeah. I already was like, where is the show where I watch Jennifer Coolidge take lavender baths?
Yeah.
I need this.
Yeah. That another iconic moment.
Yeah. And another one that shocked me. I love her. I felt like the Academy wasn't going to give her the respect she deserved. I was like, you know, she's done a lot of typecasting. I think it'll go like Connie Britton, so, you know, all these other people. And when she got it, I was like, finally.
Yes.
Finally giving it to my girl.
It did feel like a good night of like, yes, finally. A lot of like, this is correct. This feels good. Yeah.
Were there any big shockers for you? I thought when the guy from Squid Game won Best Lead Actor, that was shocking to me.
I really wanted him to win. And I was like, he acted his ass off on that show. Everyone on that show. Really was acting their ass off. So I didn't know if it was going to go that way. But that for me, it was like, this is what should happen. And it did.
Yeah.
And seeing Squid Game take directing and all that stuff was also really, really awesome to see. Because, again, it just is such a beautifully done show about something really awful and violent, but like very important. So it was great to see. Yes, this is correct. Yeah. This is what we want to see.
I was like, it was one of those things where I was like, they actually got it right. Because I feel like best lead actor so often just goes to like whatever white guy.
Right, exactly.
It's like the one category that cannot be cracked. It's like, it is always just whatever white guy. If like usually the two guys from Succession will cancel each other out. Yep. Or one of them will win. And then it'll just be like, whatever is the third white guy.
And I feel like there were a lot of, we were sitting there being like, there's a lot of heavy hitters in there. Is he going to be able to do it?
And he did think it would be Adam Scott. I thought the two Severance guys would cancel each other out. And then I was like, I don't see Severance beating Succession for any of the other stuff.
Right.
But I think they'll give Adam Scott like best lead actor. And that'll be what it gets this year.
I feel like the vibe was sort of like it should go to Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Was the vibe.
Yeah.
But then when Squid Game got it, I was like, that's correct. That's the correct answer.
That's also the right answer. And I love Bob. And
yes.
I know everyone is mad. Like they have some kind of record of like most Emmy nominations, no wins.
Yeah.
Like one of the best shows in history.
Right.
And it just shows how competitive it is. But I think also it's that the voters get into these rhythms. Mm-hmm. They like a show. That's the show they vote for, you know, over and over. And I think we see that now. The new baby winner of choice or whatever is Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ted Lasso is the show, you know, they people love it. How can you not?
It's so fun about people being nice to each other.
Nice.
You want to see it.
It's warm. Jason Sudeikis, he's so charming.
That was one where I think a lot of people I knew really wanted Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
And sort of seeing the wins stack up, we were like, okay, we're coming for it. We're coming for it.
I was like, they'll give Jason best lead actor. But then I was so sure that like Abbott was going to walk away with best comedy. It just felt like that was building up. Like they had, you know, acknowledged Ted Lasso enough. It got best directing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then the big thing for me that was a clue is, you know, when Quinta won the writing award, she goes on stage and Jimmy Kimmel in his weird bit where he was like, the whole bit was, I guess, he was sad he didn't win. So he got drunk with Will Arnett and then passed out and Will Arnett had to drag him on stage. And instead of getting up when Will Arnett says the winner's name, he just remained laying on the floor.
So watching at home, did you see him drag Jimmy Kimmel all the way on?
Yes.
Okay.
So you saw him drag him on, and then you also saw a little bit where, like, before Quinta gets to the mic, Will tries to drag him again to get him out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, Jimmy just doesn't move. And then, like, you see Quinta kind of try to push him, and she's like, Jimmy, I won. Get up. Yeah. And he doesn't. That's when I was like, oh, he's making a choice here.
Yes. When we were watching, so like I said, we were like up in the nosebleeds. So we couldn't tell who it was being dragged on the floor. So we were like, is this a prop? Is this like a PA that they like roped into this? And they said Will Arnett and Jimmy Kimmel. And so we were like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel must be like coming out later. Like,
yeah, or he's gonna like take away this thing. Yeah.
Right. So we were like, what is happening? And we didn't sort of realize it until the screens in the room, they cut to him. And we were like, okay, that's Jimmy Kimmel. I've noticed that people online have been saying it like really stole this spotlight from Quinta.
They're mad at him.
But once she began, my thing was like, I'm just looking at her. Like, it was just framed on her. And then there was a moment after, which again, I don't know if it was on TV, but Jimmy Kimmel didn't get up again. So he dragged him all the way off too. Like, he didn't.
They did not show us that.
He never, like, stood up. He just never stood up.
Well, I think at that point, if you're going to do it and stay there during the person's speech, you got to commit and just stay there and be like, oh, the whole thing was, I thought they, you know, because if you get up at that point, it's like.
Well, I was like, okay, maybe the camera's off. He'll just get up. Nope, they dragged him all the way. I was texting my boyfriend, like, they have fully committed to this bit. It is a full-on dragging off stage moment.
And it just wasn't worth it. It didn't feel like that funny. Mm-hmm. And to me, I was like, maybe they did this prank and this bit. Because, like, there's one part where Quinto was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get to be back up here. I just want to say thank you, to my mom. And I was like, I feel like you don't do a bit like this if you know this is, like, her one shot going up there that night. Like, I was like, you do a distracting bit like this because you know, like, oh, she'll get, you know, best comedy. Like, so that was what made me start thinking, okay, maybe it's not going to be a Ted Lasso year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was played a fool.
And we thought at the Creative Arts, Abbott Elementary picked up a couple things at the Creative Arts, like I think they had a casting win and some other wins. And so we were like, ooh, maybe the sweep is coming. Maybe the sweep is coming. Yeah. And there was also some moments in the Creative Arts Emmys where Black Lady Sketch Show was racking up some wins. So we were like, ooh, maybe this
will be the
SNL
year,
upset.
I was hopeful, but I knew when it was SNL's last year with Kate McKinnon, you know, you had so many heavy hitters leaving the show this year that I was just like, you got to kind of recognize that. You know, I wanted Kate to kind of get the Emmy Award, but then I was just like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you want also to see something that I've watched is like, you want there to be more sketch. So you're not just like one show up against
one
a juggernaut that's won count, like, who even knows how many Emmys at this point.
Yeah.
So you want to, and also I think sketch is a great spot to get some of those, like, other voices in there, just weirder styles of things to, like, expose people to things. I know folks were talking about it was strange that I Think You Should Leave wasn't considered sketch.
Yeah, wasn't considered sketch. It was instead in the, like, short form variety, which my show Alabama Jackson was a four-year consideration.
Okay, there
in
you
that
go.
Category.
There you go.
So I just want to say thank you to anyone who voted for us. We were not nominated.
Yeah,
but I saw we were in the same category as Joe Pera and I Think You Should Leave, and I was just like, how does this make sense?
Yeah,
it was like our animated show, those shows, and then like Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah. I don't know how any of that works. I will fully say, like, listen, I pay my Television Academy dues, but I'm not reading all the way to the bottom of the newsletter, okay? Yeah, like, I don't know how it all works, but you again, you're like, this is a sketch show. These are sketch shows. So I think some of it is the length of the program or whatever, but I was like, let's throw in, I think, like, let's have, you know, all the big heavy hitters from HBO watch Coffin Flops on the big screens in the room. Like, that would make a lot of comedy people very, very,
very, very
happy.
Like, and I think Tim Robinson could take out SNL. And I think that would be amazing. Just a full circle moment of revenge and triumph.
That would be an incredible, incredible underdog story.
Yeah. I would just be like, how do you feel about it now, Lorne? Okay, you gave him one season. Look at him now, Lorne.
Yes.
But I know afterwards Quinto was like, you know, I wasn't bothered by what Jimmy did. Maybe tomorrow I'll feel differently. But I know the internet feels differently. And of course, I was right there with everybody else. Like, what is this woman doing? Because on TV, there were a few close-up shots of her, but mostly it was that wide shot where you just saw him the whole time. And you're like, move. Like, every photo that they took, he's in every photo.
I feel like in the room, what they had on that screen, I don't know if that's exactly what the shot at home was like, but in my mind I just see her in the close-up, so it didn't feel like if you couldn't see her because you were far away like we were, but if you could just see the screen, like, you could see her. And that was the thing where, like, I opened my phone at the, like, toward the end of the night, like at the parties and stuff, and I was like, oh, people mad.
Yeah.
People big mad.
That's how I kind of thought. I was like, he's about to get home tonight and be like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I have made a mistake.
I have to issue a statement.
Yeah. And she's like doing his show on Wednesday. Must see TV for me. I'm like, let's go.
That's going to be, I don't think that's true, Ellen. You're going to have to see that.
Like, I need to see it because I do think, like, you know, you get your award, you go off stage, you answer these questions. I think she, obviously, as a Black woman in this industry, you have to kind of roll with the punches and be polite and just be like, oh, yeah, I didn't think it was a big problem, but I understand if other people had an issue, but I just want to celebrate the night.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just like, come on.
They're on the same network.
Same network. She explained how, like, Jimmy gave her her first shot in Late Night. He had supported her so much, was one of the first people to watch Abbott Elementary. And that to me was like, that's just more reason to stop with your bit and celebrate someone that you have supported in their career.
Right. Or like, there are several moments when it's like, okay, during the clip package, you can get up. Yeah. During her walking to the stage, you just get up real quick.
Just get up.
Like when she does a little kick. Roll down the steps.
Roll like, down this anything. Or something. Just like get up, just like, oh, I'm so proud of you. Get move.
Right.
That's your job.
But it was one of those things where I think in the room it was like, this is fully weird. But like it hadn't hit everyone of like, oh, no one else had to like do their speech in the middle of a bit.
Of a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you see the photo of like the four women behind Quinta? Like when Oh, there's a photo of like Natasha Rothwell. And I don't know who the other, like, there's a director. I know one of the directors from, like, Ted Lasso. And, like, just all these women, one of the women from Hacks. And you just see how upset they are. Like, they are all just glaring at Jimmy. One woman just, like, hold it, like, hiding her face. Like, she can't bear to watch something so embarrassing. And I think they were close enough to the bit to be like, why is this man's body just in front of us?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the bit. We're inside of the bit. Yeah. And we don't want to be inside of the bit.
And we don't want to be. You gotta know when to let the bit go.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And I mean, again, the fact that, so then when she got her award, went off stage, he dragged Jimmy Kimmel off stage. He never got up. We never saw him get up.
I feel maybe it would have played better if they had shown us at home him dragging him off. I don't think so.
To me, I'm still just like, you know,
because then I'm like, well, then you're strong enough to drag him off. You could have dragged him over more during her speech.
Right. It was, you know. Like you said, you watch because you want to watch the speeches. You want to see the fashion. You want like a good moment. You're not really like walking away being like, wow, that bit that someone lying on the ground motionless really sold the show.
Yeah,
for me.
Two jokes those hosts from like an ABC show did is so great. Yes. Like, you know, I did think Keenan was great.
He was a very good host.
Keenan's an amazing host. I had no doubt he was going to be so good because he's Keenan.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought it was a great opportunity where people who maybe only know him from SNL really got to see like what he can do. I loved that whole like, I actually did like the dancing to the theme song.
Okay. Wow. Interesting take.
How did that feel in the room?
there was a moment where we were like, this is long. There are more of these vignettes. And because there was one where it was like the Stranger Things theme, and we were like, this is a theme? This is a theme that we're dancing to?
That one was when I was like, that's not even like a, like if you ask me what is the Stranger Things theme song sound like, I could not tell you.
Right. And so at first we were like, oh, maybe they'll just be NBC themes. Like, great. Nobody minds.
Yeah.
Do your Law and Order. Do your Friends.
We get it.
Whatever. But like do an Office, whatever.
Yeah.
But then it was like Stranger Things,
Game of Thrones. Which I was like, you know, House of the Dragon used the same theme song, so it's kind of lost its edge.
Right.
It's like we hear it every week again.
And we were like one of my big just like even just a spot from a distance was Lizzo. And so we were like, the big girls are here. So in our minds, we were like, the big girls must be doing a dance.
Yeah.
Like that when they were like, there's an opening dance, there's strobe effects, stay in your seat. You know, we might cut to you in the audience, be dancing, having a good time. And we were like, this must be the big girls. Like what synergy?
Yeah. What a smart move.
But then it was a bunch of breakdancers breakdancing to the Law and Order theme song.
Like a
trap remix.
Trap Euro trash remix
of the Law and Order theme song.
I was actually shocked they didn't do Golden Girls.
Yes.
I feel like if they had done the Golden Girls theme song, I would, like, with a church choir, if they had given that send up, I would have been like, okay, I appreciate this.
It felt like something someone pitched and they never revisited it.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're going to do the theme songs. And they're like, great. And they hire dancers. But then they were like, oh, what songs do we clear? And, like, that's the sit down and be like, let's arc out, like, the
how this makes sense.
The great theme songs of all time. And then, you know, you throw in one bit. Like, you throw in the 60 seconds theme and it's just a clock and someone doing finger tutting. Like, you throw in one little bit and then you do iconic theme songs.
Iconic theme songs or more theme songs from the winners. Your show has an amazingly recognizable theme song that you, like, play around. I actually thought it was really funny that your Law & Order episode had aired before they did this giant dedication to Law & Order. Multiple dedications to Law & Order.
And we were like, oh, no. Yeah. So glad the writers are up here, far away from Christopher Maloney. Oh, yeah. And what I can only assume is his high kick.
As soon as they were like, oh, like Mariska Hargitay and him were like, oh, we never get a night off. We got to work. But I was just like, did they watch that last week's
night? We don't. Listen.
Wow, problematic.
I don't know. We release these things into the world and whatever is the response is the response. But we all had, a lot of us had conversations.
Yeah.
Saying our thing just aired and there's a dance, a clip.
A clip.
Several bits.
Several bits, a whole a sketch.
But listen, it's one of NBC's flagships. Like, they're making their money. Go stream Law & Order Organized Crime or whatever.
And they got the big crossover event
coming. The crossover event's coming.
It's a big deal. It did seem like this year they were just celebrating a lot of random TV shows in a general way. Like, it started with this montage of, like, Grey's Anatomy, and I was just like, are we celebrating Grey's Anatomy? Yes, I'm in.
Yes.
It's not an award-winning show
But then there was also
now,
some Good Doctor in there.
Yeah, then they were just like, ER, Chicago Med, just doctors, TV doctors.
I think there were some, again, sort of a thing where you want to say, like, oh, leading ladies, dramatic moments, best kiss. You want even more of a more specific theme.
Yeah.
Maybe just, the theme is a sentence other than just, like, doctors.
Doctor shows. I was like, is there a new doctor award show? Like, are they going to award Best Hospital or something? Like, what are we doing? And yes, Grey's Anatomy should win.
Yes, absolutely. They should win Best Hospital.
But I don't know. It just seemed very kind of all over the place that way.
So in the creative arts, there's no commercial breaks. You're just going straight through. So you're really, it's like back to back to back to back. And then in the prime time, you're sitting through the commercial break. So there is like a moment of decompress where you're like, huh, that was a good bit. Or like, what was that? Or you can kind of like reflect. So, but there were moments like you'd come out of maybe like a montage or something and it would go right into a commercial break. And then it would be just silent. And everyone's like, are we doing more show? Is more show coming?
I always imagine, I'm like, don't they feed you? Like, but how come whenever they shoot to the tables, you never see like food on the table?
Oh, they,
or like
so,
people like so stomping
I
down.
I can only say last year, the creative arts, and this year as a guest, they don't really feed you.
Wow.
So last year at the Primetime Emmys, they gave us like a meat and cheese box that was at your seat when you arrived. I didn't know how long that meat had been sitting out.
Yeah.
And you don't want a soft rind cheese sitting in the hot lights.
No.
So, and they also had wine on the table. But that was all they had. And then at the creative arts, you could buy concessions because it was in the Microsoft Theater.
You had to buy concessions?
So you can buy concessions, the popcorn and water.
They made you pay for your own concessions at your award ceremony.
And then at the prime time, I think you as a, maybe if you're on the floor, I don't know, but maybe if you're on the floor, you can get a drink or they had drinks, but again, people just watched. We were just the plebes up in the upper mezzanine. We had to buy our own concessions, and we were sort of trying to time our arrival, like walking over to like minimize waiting around time. And so we got there, and all the bars were closed. And they were like, they'll be open again after the commercial breaks. So then in our section, people were getting up. Like, oh, our category's done. I'm going to get up and go. But you people come back with little things of popcorn, peanut M&Ms, Sprite, cocktails. But it was, it's not a dinner. It's not a dinner.
I guess I just always was like, and whenever they cut away, someone is like biting into their steak.
No, no.
Like my old, fish. Like they,
my like brother was like, but my older brother was like, I don't get like a short rib and a polenta.
Yeah,
like, come on.
I was like, don't they? I was like, this must happen during the commercial. We don't see it. And then I was like, and then they just move all the plates when it's like time to go to the winners.
Oh no. And I used to be an improviser and a sketch performer, and we would do corporate gigs. And one time it was like a corporate gig. We were doing an improv show. They served dinner as we took the stage. So the very beginning of our entire set was them, those big hotel bell clanging, clang, clang, clang. Did you have the salmon? Clang, clang. The chicken over here. I had a vegetarian meal. So we were like, we are in competition with the salmon. And the salmon is winning.
Yeah.
Like, people were not interested. There were waiters with those big ass trays of food.
Yeah, the big tray, yep.
So I maybe understand why they don't serve food.
It does make sense. Thinking about now, I'm like, well, yeah, that is dumb. Like, you'd have to have every actor being like, check my teeth before I go up.
Yeah. I would like maybe, you know, when you arrive, just a tray of some hot apps. That would have been nice.
I'd be like a hot app, like, you know, just people walking around. I was kind of shocked.
You know, a shrimp bite on a skewer, maybe a bacon wrap date, just a little something.
Yeah.
And then at the things after, there is food, but it was so hot. You're in your dress. You're carrying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You got all this
gold for you.
You got gold. Like, I had to hoist my skirt and carry my Emmy. So I also like didn't really eat a ton. You sort of have a couple glasses of champagne and then you're like overwhelmed. Some people, they're like, I'm posting up. I'm eating everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's how I pretty much negotiate any space I'm in. I'm like, where do I go to eat the most amount of free food while I'm here? I will position myself like right next to the kitchen door.
Like last year, I didn't eat anything. This year, I ate like two bites at everything we went to. Hopefully, if there's a next year, whatever happens next year, I'm like, I am getting a plate. I'm taking a plate to go.
Yeah.
I'm putting a biscuit in my purse. Like, that will be the
energy. You're leaving there with something.
I'm leaving there with something. I'm bringing a tote bag. Okay? No little tiny clutch.
Like, what are the after parties like?
So last year, there was the HBO after party was the one that we went to. And then this year, after the Creative Arts, they had the Governor's Ball, which is the one for all the nominees and winners. And the Governor's Ball was just like a big, it was like the wedding of the fanciest person you know. There were carving stations. There were drinks. There were pass trays of Fiji water. There was a 360 camera where you like stand and the camera spins around you and you get like a cool little look.
Yeah.
And they had a band with like six singers that were incredible. So then you're like on the dance floor and you turn around and you're like, there's a celebrity over there. Absolutely fucking it up on the dance floor. This is phenomenal.
Can you tell us what celebrities you saw really fucking it up?
Bill Nye was getting it in on the dance floor.
I can believe that.
He was fucking it up.
I can absolutely believe that.
And then, like, we also realized that there are, you know, different agencies having parties, agents, managers, all these, you know, different, so many different, like, satellite parties, but as just, this is my first job in TV. I don't have an agent or manager. I'm like, I'm going where my network and my boss tell me to go.
Yeah.
So this year we also did the HBO after party. And then last week tonight had an all staff after party, which is really nice because we just, again, I've been working remotely. We hadn't met everybody.
Yeah.
So we just want to like see everybody. And then the HBO party was definitely Get your celeb gawking in. Let's see who we can meet. My brother and I just kept doing laps. We're like, all right, who we spotting on this lap? Who we spotting on this lap?
Who's the most exciting for you?
We met Zendaya. And we were doing our lap and we had turned and we were like, oh, we're behind like a little railing because like part of the party was outside. So we're like, we're behind a little railing. We got to like go around to get out. We got to really like sneaking on by. And as we're looking to see where our path is, I was like, that is Zendaya right there. I guess like you couldn't get by her without fully being next to her. So I was like,
what'd she smell like?
She's beautiful. She's glowing. She had an amazing like red dress on for her like after party, but she was just like perched like a mermaid atop a rock as the waves come to splash at her. We were just like, oh my God. Oh my God. And so we would like talk to someone, And, you know, we have a great, I have a great opening. All right, for last week tonight, we won last week. We won tonight.
We won. You won.
What's up, winner? What's up, winner? And then we would talk to them for a second. And then my brother and I would walk to the side and he would just be like, oh my God. And so we did that like 10 times.
That would be me. That would be me.
Yeah.
I was so happy that Zendaya won.
Incredible.
Yeah. I have my issues with Euphoria.
Sure.
I also am very entertained by Euphoria.
Yes.
And I think, like, as long as the best part of the show keeps being celebrated, I'm happy.
Yes, yes. I am not, I can say, have not traditionally been an hour-long drama girly. Yeah. That is not usually my sweet spot. I'll maybe have one or two that I'm, like, really into. But so I've just sort of observed Euphoria from afar. And it's, like, memes started popping up, you know, when the show first came on. I was like, what is this? What's happening now? Who are all these hot children that are these sexy teens?
Yeah, this like, I don't completely understand. Like, why are they high schoolers?
Yeah, it just seems like there's too much toplessness for them to be high schoolers. But the thing that sort of, it was nice to see everyone acknowledge how great Zendaya's work is.
And yeah.
That is like a part of the show that is sort of like above reproach. And it's great to see her. Because again, there are a lot of heavy hitters in that category.
Yeah.
And to see her win again was phenomenal. And she was so gracious and lovely. Another, you know, someone else where you're just like, wow, what a just sweet
person. Yeah, just a sweet person.
Who's doing hard work and seems to be keeping her head on straight. Like, you love to see it.
And another one for the black girls.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Gotta keep track of all them black Emmy winners.
Yeah. I was kind of sad about Insecure.
Yes.
They, you know, last season, they did not get the recognition they deserved.
And it was such a great season.
And it was such a good season. I really was rooting for Issa for, like, best lead in a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I feel like it's a show the Emmys never really respected a lot. And I think that's what you see a lot with black shows and the Emmys. And then finally, Abbott Elementary is busting that wall down.
Yeah. And I think like the last season of Insecure is a good, it's a great season. It's a great show. It's also a great finale.
Yeah.
And it had such a great, like, so sounds so, but finality to it that you're watching these people that you really care about, because it does feel like you're watching your friends on that show have this very emotional, at the same time, heartwarming and fun wrap up to their lives. And you see sort of everything get worked out. And that is, it's really hard to do a great finale. And it was a great finale.
It was so good. I felt like I didn't really see them getting the like push. I didn't see them getting the like vote for me push. I didn't see like as much. I didn't hear about like, oh, yeah, it's like a for your consideration party for Insecure. They were doing it for Hacks, all these other shows. And I was just like, why aren't people yelling about Insecure?
It's like, are people sort of sitting there being like, well, Issa Rae is going to do 38,000 more amazing things. Like, we'll get her on the next one. But it's like the amount of time that went from awkward black girl to this and how she has made this such a formative show and the work she's done in front and behind the camera. You want a little bit of something for it.
Yeah.
Something major for it. Yeah.
And I think she'll get it in the future. But that was, you know, I think even when we have these like wins and these highs and the progress is there, it's still like, come on, y'all.
You are reminded of your position as a black winner of there's not a lot of people in my category that we've won for ahead of me. There's not a lot of black people, period. There's not a lot of black women even more. And so, you know,
like I believe Quinta is only the second black woman to win best writing for comedy after Lena Waithe.
Yes. And I think there was a huge gap between the last supporting actress in a comedy.
Yeah.
And the black actress, which I believe is Jack Kay.
Or I think it was Jack Kay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which must have been years ago.
Yeah, so, we'll fact check. We'll fact check all of this.
I'll fix this in post.
We'll fact check all of this. But, you know, you're in a very small group. You're in a very small club. And for a lot of people to be in that sort of rarefied air, and I can say for myself, it is really special. But I also want there to be a bunch of other people with me. You know, I said when I was doing stuff at Second City in Chicago, there I held a lot of firsts, the first black woman to do XYZ thing a couple times. And it's like, I don't want to be the first because it doesn't mean it means I don't have role models.
Yeah.
I don't have someone to kind that I can really go to. And so to see people achieving on this high level, you're like, yes, there's more people we can look to and say, I want this career. I want to achieve something like them. But you really, if for the contributions that you see, you want there to be even more. And
yeah,
you want to feel like this is the 15th black woman from from Philly to win this award,
yeah,
not just like the first or second or third.
Yeah, we get all these like, oh, news and first. And speaking of first, though, Gerard Carmichael, his win was to me legendary for that category. He's the, like, you know, and for Rothaniel, where he comes out of the closet, it's this very, like, just deep work. It's so engaging. I was so happy he won. Was that outfit as sexy in person as it looked on TV?
Because when you're up and again, I cannot emphasize enough how many escalators I had to take. But as you're up there, you're sort of going on Twitter being like, okay, what do people wear? Okay, Lizzo's in red. Where is their red?
Yeah.
You know, Hannah Waddingham is in like pastel. Where's the pastel? And then you could see the coat. From this beautiful white.
I feel like he was like, I'm here to be seen.
I'm here to be seen. This beautiful white coat. And then when he went on stage, you could see like a glimmer of a chain and chest and coat.
And, you're
sort of like, you also love for the fashion moments. This is different than has been here. And
yeah,
it's someone making a statement and stepping.
Because like he came out of the closet and was like, I'm full gay.
Yes.
He was like, let's go.
He came out of the closet and took all the clothes with him.
Yeah,
he was like, we taking these to the tailor.
Yeah, the chest is out forever now.
Yes. And just, so to see someone represent through their fashion as well and present something different is so awesome. And I know when I have thought about my outfits and what I wanted to wear the 2 years that we were nominated and won, I really did think about what is it going to look like for me to be up there, because you're going to see a black person in a space where you maybe haven't before.
Yeah.
So I know I got to come right.
Yeah.
And I know I want to have everything, you know? So that is also great to see that other people are also taking that moment. Sheryl Lee Ralph had all that thigh.
Oh, her look was beautiful.
Lizzo had a dress handler.
Following her on the stage, and then Quinta looked like an Emmy. She looked like an actual Emmy.
Bronze.
Gorgeous.
Bronze. So, yeah. Listen, black people, we came to win. We came to stunt.
Yeah. And I did love how Gerard Carmichael was like, look, I don't want to say I'm a sore winner, but I came here to win.
Yes.
And I did. And now I'm leaving.
Yes. I was like, go get in the car.
Yeah. And before he was like, and if I don't win, I'm leaving. There'll be an empty seat. I was just like, fair enough.
Yes. This is our time. This isn't for anybody else.
Yeah. Like, you know your worth. You know your work. And I was kind of shocked because Norm MacDonald died. So I was
thought that was that could be a good win.
Yeah. I was like, I can see people, you know, RIP, but I mean, that work stood out. I was also rooting for Nicole. I loved BBW.
Yes. I love that special. Nicole presented at the Creative Arts Emmys, and she really elevated the material and really brought her own energy to just reading off that teleprompter. And there was one moment where the people sitting behind where the presenters were, that's where we were. And before she started, she turned around to all of us and said, you have the good view, and then presented the awards. And we were like, hell yeah, this is the energy we need.
She's so amazing. I can't wait for her to win her Emmy. She will.
You know?
She will.
We got the black girlies and the gays winning for hosting those reality TV shows.
Yeah,
so
I love that Lizzo won, but I love Nailed It. Like, I don't care how many seasons of Nailed It I watch. Every time they reveal that ugly cake, I laugh just as hard. I don't care. I could be the same every time.
I have a comfort episode of the Nailed It holiday, and it is the New Year's Eve episode.
Yes.
And it is just, if I'm ever down, if I'm ever in a dark place, those fondant balls will lift me up.
Oh, I love that show. I know she's going to get it in the future. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, if I was ranking this Emmys, I thought it was pretty good. I'd give it like a B+.
Yeah, I think it was a B plus time. There was room for improvement. There were some bits that like really worked. We did the Keenan and Kumail where he was the bartender.
Yeah, I liked that.
Like that was like a fun little bit.
Funny, quick. You got Jason Sudeikis in real quick.
And then you got Kel.
Yeah.
You're like, Kel.
Boom, boom. Yeah. And usually every year I like the kind of I'm going to call it a digital short, like it's SNL, but I like when they do, you know, a pre-recorded skit or video.
Yeah.
And this year they did like the saying the same line in different genres, and it was like people in a car being like, we're lost, blah, 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 and then doing it again. And it felt like that.
It was a Kia commercial.
Yeah, and then it ended up being a Kia commercial.
Yeah, we were like, what is this? We were like, is this... And at a certain point, I was like, it's an ad. I don't know what it's an ad for, but this is an ad.
Yep.
But we couldn't, like, there's also, like, the sound is so, in just any big theater space, like, your sound is always in weird places. So we couldn't hear that it was the same dialogue. We could see that it was the same people. And I was like, I recognize the guy.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then we were, and then it began, the murmurs of, like, this is an ad. It's an ad. Yeah. This is an ad for something.
Like, how we, I was like, come on. Because at first I was like, oh, I guess they're doing like a Emmys version of that TikTok trend where it was like, say this line as different emojis. And I was like, I guess it's kind of like that.
It was presented as if it was content and information.
Yeah.
And then it was just, ad.
Yeah. At home, it was like, oh, we're introducing this next like recorded sketch. Let's watch. And then at the end, you were like, wait, did I just get tricked with a Kia commercial?
Yeah. We all got tricked. Like, I own a Kia now and I don't know how that happened.
I just, you got home and it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give it a B plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm overall pretty happy with the progress we saw. But I'm sorry, Ted. I'm gonna need Abbott Elementary to take it home next year.
Yeah, we're coming. Sorry. We're coming for it.
Yeah,
like I'm not involved in any way.
Absolutely,
in Abbott
neither
Elementary,
am I. But we are.
We,
but
yeah, the we is coming.
Sorry, but every Black person is like, no, that's our show.
That's our show.
We're
now.
Involved.
We're coming for it.
Sorry, Ted. Love you, but you're gonna have to let that go.
Yeah.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Allie Barthwell. Anything else you want to add? What do you know? Anything else you were like, this was so surprising to me when I was there?
If you are going as not a nominee, you are out in the sun. You don't get to walk the red carpet. Like, it's fun. It's great. You do still see the celebs.
Yeah.
But it is sort of like, my brother was joking, there's like the celebrity and animal line.
Yeah.
Like, which pathway? We're going this way. So having gone to like different iterations of the same ceremony in just 2 years, you really see how they're structuring it. But you look at it and it is like a logistical feat. Like, that was the thing my brother walked away being like, this is so, how did they manage all of this?
Yeah.
It is an interesting logistical feat.
Do they
feat.
Really use seat fillers? Because I'm like, I feel like there'd be enough people who want to go.
No, I don't remember. I don't think they do seat fillers.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they might just like not show your table when you get up. So like last year when we won, like half of our table got up and went on stage. And then you go backstage and there's all the different. That's also the crazy part.
Yeah. What's it like? So because I know people like they give you the one on stage. Then you all walk back. What is the process of actually getting your Emmy?
There's a table with two people in suits and fancy dress. They have a binder that has the name of your show and then everyone's name underneath it. And you have to sign.
Oh.
And then they hand you your Emmy. And it doesn't have your nameplate on it yet. But they hand you your Emmy. So you take the dummy Emmy and you like turn that in and you get like it's an Aldi grocery cart and you like get your quarter back. And then they give you your Emmy. And then that's just your Emmy.
Wow.
Then they have some photos. They do like video shout outs. Sometimes they take you to do press. And then you sort of do this big loop and then come back in to your seat. So there is sort of, so you miss a bunch of stuff in the middle and you come back, you're like, what happened? Or you watch like the next day, like, oh, that was going on. You know, I wasn't there for that. That was going on here. But it is like this big loop that you have to do, and you get your Emmy. And then at the very end of the night, they give you these boxes and they look like, it's like a coffin for an iguana. Like, it's these huge, giant boxes. And then the other, like, snafu is figuring out, how am I going to get this on the plane? How am I going to carry this through the airport?
Yeah.
So there – and, like, hotels sort of don't always have something for you. So, like, one year they're like, we can just give you a garbage bag and you can, like, tie it around your back or something.
Yeah, just throw your – I mean, a garbage
bag. Just throw your Emmy in a garbage bag. And so that is, like, its own sort of – you go through this gauntlet of things, but at the end you come back with your Emmy, and then you're carrying it the whole night. And for a lot of times you're like, this is my entry into any conversation, into any line, whatever.
I want. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes we'll like, we were planning like someone should bring their Emmy to this party, or someone should bring their Emmy back to the hotel so we can like have it. And then this year, my younger brother was my plus one. And he was like, I want to borrow your Emmy for a week so I can, like, show all my friends.
Yeah.
So he and his friends had, like, a dinner around my Emmy. He took it home before I got to take it home.
Amazing.
So my Emmy is at my brother Matt's house. And so I'll get it back. I'll get it back.
Yeah, I'll get it back. You already got some at your place anyway. Whatever. Get one out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I always figured, I guess, that they just, like, mailed it to you after.
Oh, no. You take that thing home. You're in the hotel with your Emmy.
Okay. I mean, but that's what I'd want.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is mine. It's in my hand.
We were talking, some of us, you have that moment where you're like, we're out of the party. We're out of the ceremony. It's just you and your Emmy in your hotel room, and you're like, oh, this is real now. Like, this is happening now. I have this forever now. And then there's also, like, there's things that, like, the thing that you sign, it basically says you'll never sell it. And if you die, you either have to leave it to one of your heirs, or the Television Academy will, like, put it in a museum.
Put it, the one on Wilshire.
Yeah, so we were like,
cool museum.
We're like, what are we all, we're just signing this thing? It's like, okay, I guess I won't sell my Emmy, but there is a little, like, oh, this is a statuette I have now.
Yeah. I'm like, and how many do you have at home now?
So one is at home, one is with Matt. So I have two nominations and two wins. So I'm batting 1,000.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing all of this Emmy just knowledge. I was there.
The goss, the backstage.
Yeah. We know about Bill Nye. I think the Jimmy Kimmel getting pulled off. That's a big reveal.
That's
we didn't know that at home.
It was a full on drag off.
It makes me rethink a lot of things.
Puts it in context.
Yeah. We're all tuning in tonight. Now we know you don't eat food there.
No.
They don't
feed you. Eat at the after party. Eat it. Don't make the same mistake I did. Eat at the after party.
There it is. Thank you so much. Where can people follow you? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so you can check out Last Week Tonight on HBO Max.
If you haven't heard of it.
If you haven't heard of it. A little show. It's doing great stuff.
It's good stuff.
You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at WT Flanksteak. And in addition to writing for Last Week Tonight, I recap The Bachelor and The Bachelorette on Vulture. So go check those out on vulture.com.
Yes, but thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And yeah, check out those Vulture reviews. We both do Vulture reviews.
Yeah,
should read it all up. We're all the crappy reality TV I write about. I started Single Life coverage this week.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's going great. Thank you so much for joining me. Allie Barthwell, congrats.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. I feel like I'm an Emmy insider now. Like, now I know if I'm going to go, I got to bring my own food, sneak it in. I feel prepped for it. So I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank my guests. This was just so fun. And now it's homework time. You know, we got to celebrate TV this week. You probably watched everything that got nominated. You want new things to watch. I know. I got you. Don't worry. On the TV homework list this week, what I got for you is Little Demon on FX. You can watch it on Hulu, starring Danny DeVito with his actual daughter. She stars in it, too. It's an animated comedy where he plays Satan and his daughter is the Antichrist. It's very funny. I've been enjoying it. I also have really been enjoying 5 Days at Memorial on Apple TV. It's odd to say that I am enjoying that show. It is about a hospital, Memorial Hospital, during Hurricane Katrina and the 5 days of survival after the hurricane hit in this one hospital that saw 46 deaths, which was the most of any hospital in the area, and sort of what went wrong in terms of this one doctor who decided to basically euthanize patients that they couldn't get out of the hospital for different reasons. It's really interesting. It says a lot about healthcare in this country. Definitely go check it out on Apple TV. Bad Sisters on Apple TV, also great. It's about an Irish family, some sisters who do not like one of their brother-in-laws and decide to do something about it. That's all I'll say. But it's a really, really fun watch. We've also obviously all been watching House of the Dragon every week, right? Like, I know a long time ago I was like, I'm not letting the dragon shows pull me back in. I got tricked once. I'm never going back. Guess what? House of the Dragon, it tricked me. I'm watching. I can't stop. I actually actively look forward to it. And it is just as much incest. They still hate women so much. But hey, I don't know. I can't stop watching it. I know bad things are going to happen to everyone. So I guess it makes it easy to not care when they're, you know, sleeping with their nieces. They're all evil. And last on the list, The Patient on Hulu. The Patient, starring Steve Carell, Domhnall Gleeson. I waited for this one, you know, to have a few episodes out. I binged the first three. I am obsessed with this show. I think it is one of the best things Steven Carell has done in a while. I think if you love Severance, this is kind of in that same vein. It's a very weird psychological thriller. I don't want to give away too much about what happens, but Steve Carell plays a therapist. Domhnall Gleeson is his patient, and things go off the rails from there. I do find it interesting. The episodes are only 30 minutes long. It definitely seems like it should be an hour-long drama, but they're these tight 30-minute episodes. So, you know, there's 4 out now. Go enjoy it. That's your homework. That's all I got for you. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TV I Say.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Marina Pais and produced by Amelia Chapelo. And our original theme song is by Rafia. You can follow me on social media at TheAshleyRay on Instagram and Twitter. Or if you have TV-related requests, something you want us to talk about on the podcast, hit us up at TVISayPod on Instagram and Twitter. And also, TV Club has merch at podswag.com. Look out for cute weed accessories. I'm talking dab pens, grinders, rolling trays. I got t-shirts so you can show everyone that you love TV Club. I got t-shirts that say Justice for the Big Leap. Everything you need. Tell your friends about the show. Make sure to rate and review and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon. If you want to tell me what to watch, that's the way to do it. Join the Patreon and I will write about whatever you want, talk about whatever you want. I'll watch TV with you if you want. But you can find my full archive, ad-free episodes of TV I Say over on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code TV I Say, all one word, for a 1 month free trial at stitcher.com/premium. For photos, show notes, transcripts, and more, go to earwolf.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.